Good morning. Today is Monday, March the 27th. Joining us this morning from Security National Servicing Corporation. Ha! Got all the letters in the right order. It's not Rob. He's out of town. We have Tim Callison with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
Little closer there, dude.
No, it's all right.
No, you don't have to move the chair. Just the mic. Just bring it.
Yeah. All
right. The way we describe it is, so if you put yourself to sleep or I put you to sleep, we can still hear that you're snoring.
Nice.
Yeah, you like that one, huh? Yeah. Oh, boy. Our quote this morning comes from, man, this will get me in so much trouble. I'll show you during the break. It'll get you in trouble, too. Oh, this comes from, I don't know who the guy, O.V. Little D. L. Meloz. Solitude, my mother told me, is my life again. So, okay, that's a little too heavy for me, but you know what? You can look at the one I put the little dot on it. I'm quite certain we don't want to reference that one at all.
Yeah. That's probably a safe call.
I see. Yes. We both want to continue to be married.
Employed.
Yes. Tim, what is the biggest response people have for you when you tell them that you work for Rob Arkley?
You know,
or with, depending on.
Yeah. They're excited. There's a lot of intrigue there, I would have to say. Rob's done some really great things in this community, and I feel very blessed to work for him. But I would say it's more intrigue. Usually a lot of questions.
Do they have themes?
Oh, some of them, you bet.
I mean, nobody's met him. Is he really a blank good guy or the opposite of that? I mean, the personal stuff?
Yes.
Is that an area of question
I would believe it. My experience is he will always be very polite. And he's always, he's a good guy.
Being a local, I would imagine that there's some history, which is kind of cool, I think. And, you know, of course, this is Humboldt County natives talking, so, we're both part of the club, so to speak. But to have some of the opportunities and the abilities that working with Rob provide has got to be exhilarating.
He's a visionary. I mean, you know, he has visions that he wants to address, and you know, I'm lucky enough to be a part of that team to try and get some of those moving.
Is it fun?
Yeah, very much so. You know, every day is a little bit different, so that kind of creates the excitement.
Aren't we lucky we both didn't end up pulling green chain?
Very much so, yes. I
flash back. Yeah. Or delivering soda.
And nothing wrong with either of them. But, I know that my back wouldn't feel the same right now.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tim Callison. What is it, sir, that is your official title?
I am a leasing and operations agent, I guess you would say.
So that means that you get to go traveling all over the place
I do
trying to put people inside of buildings.
I do a little bit of that, but you know, basically, it's, you know, I do everything from let's unclog toilets in the office to, you know, to leasing buildings. So
you sure you don't own the place?
No
broom in your resume, huh?
If I need a broom, you know, I know where they're at.
Do you find it's an interesting? You're not involved in the hiring process.
No. Mm-mm.
Good. Okay. So now I can ask this safely.
Okay.
Are you finding that some of the younger folks that you're working with, and I'll say younger is defined as under 35.
Okay.
Because we both look so shiny, sparkly young on air. Yeah.
Right.
So your peers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that they operate differently? Is there any truth to the millennial, Gen X, Gen Y, baby boomer, as you're going around seeing folks, interacting with various folks, all at a certain degree of success,
mm-hmm.
Do they operate on different playing fields?
I believe so. And I base that off of just, I believe they're a little more connected than, let's say, us as older generation, or, and I just turned 50 here this year, so.
You missed the glorified gilded age of baby boomer.
I think I was kind of the end of the product.
Young twit.
Yeah, right. But no, I think they're much more connected into the, let's call it the now, if you would. You know, I'm just speaking off of people that I've encountered, but also, you know, basis of my son my sons.
And you're working with them,
yeah,
too. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a street. What about the regional differences? When you're talking to somebody, pick a state.
Wyoming.
Okay. Versus talking to somebody from the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Same basic set of scenarios. Are their decision-making processes similar? Are their concerns similar when you're trying to lease a unit?
You know, I'm... I go only as far south, east as Wyoming, so I can't really speak for...
Okay, Alaska, Wyoming.
Alaska, Wyoming. No, yeah. I think there's regional differences, you know, semantics, everything from the way they talk to slang to, you know, their sense of urgency, you know, varies.
So there is a cultural pacing difference.
You know, people say the same thing about us up here, you know, that our pace is a little slower than...
Oh,
than
good. Some. Well, it's nice to know there's pace now, not IQ.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What have you seen in the last 3 or 4 years? Are there trends that are starting to move? Is there excitement about the future? Is there been a change at the Main Street? In the last, well, let's say the last 6 months to a couple years ago?
I believe so. If we're talking specifically locally or specifically out, let's say for Wyoming, you know, they're very, Wyoming for first, they're very, excited that the oil is kind of stabilized because they're a very driven oil state.
Yeah, coal and oil, yeah.
So, you know, there is a sense of recovery and hope there. You know, they were hit, you know, much harder than, you know, obviously some other areas of the country. Take Eureka, for instance. You know, there's a buzz that people are seeing things getting better, or the hope of things getting better. So I would say yes.
Do you have to, when you're working with potential clients or... Mm-hmm. customers or tenants, I don't know what the right phrase is, but about the historical trends, if trends are up, do you have to point that out? It's a different kind of a sale, I think, than what a lot of folks are used to, unless they've worked in commercial real estate.
Right.
Do you have to sell the property? Do you point out the assets and the benefits of this specific location? Is it here we are and let's talk? I mean, what are the process steps that you go through?
Well, I would say that, you know, obviously there is a little bit of sales, and, you know, every, you know, obviously we have, we're going to try and, you know, sell our Spruce and Goose Corner, if you would, and why we're better. But, you know, a lot of it is most customers or potential lease people are going to come in and they're going to have their mind pretty much set up and what they've envisioned. So it's more of a guiding process.
So their interest is already there. You just kind of have to make sure that they understand the
sometimes
total,
you know,
picture of that location.
You're also out soliciting. You're also out, you know, getting your property out there. Now, I haven't.
So how do you do that?
You know, there's everything from publications to, you know, cold calling to, you know, just a lot of times referrals.
So you may go to, let's say, Smith Incorporated, and they've got 14 locations in some of the malls, and you've mm-hmm. got an open slot in a market they're not in.
Yep.
Give them a buzz, and then there you're selling the community,
right?
Rather than the location.
That's, you know, a lot of that is you know, part of the package, I guess, if you'd say.
Oh, we'll talk Chamber of Commerce then when we come back. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tim Callison from Security National. Talk Shop presented this morning by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Tim, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, and you mentioned kind of being or serving as a Chamber of Commerce spokesperson as you're trying to attract somebody into a new market. Okay, that's kind of, I mean, to me, that would be exhilarating. Because if you don't believe in the community where you got property, why do you have property in that community?
Exactly.
I mean, it just seems like it would be a really cool opportunity to be knowledgeable about a bunch of communities throughout the country,
mm-hmm.
But also be able to sing their praises.
Yeah.
However, when you show up here, if you were to contrast the community attitudes with Casper and Eureka,
mm-hmm.
relatively comparable, isolated, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably a fair assessment.
What would regular guy from Casper think about Humboldt County, or regular guy from Humboldt County think about Casper?
Well, I'm going to put myself in that category because I had never been to, let's say, Casper before I had started to work for Rob. You know, it's coming from the coast. You know, we have some we have an incredible amount of beauty around us here, the oceans, the redwoods, and it's not really until you leave and you go and you see nothing as far as you can see that you realize, you know, just how beautiful where you came from is. Then on the flip side, when you get there, it's amazing and, you know, breathtaking in the fact that you can't see anything for as long as you, you know, can see. So, you know, there's, I think the parallels are different but the same.
So how would you sell Casper to business A?
Well, Casper had a different demographic when it was when it was booming, when, you know, oil was over $100 a barrel and whatnot. You know, they have all the major names there. They have a Macy's, they have, you know, it on and on and on. So, you know, as far as that, it has the economic infrastructure kind of ready to go. It just needs the economy to catch up with it.
So more it'd be re-energizing,
exactly,
rather than creation.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a turnkey town, if you would, where you know, Eureka, we have, we're lacking in a few of those just due to, you know, demographics, obviously, but at the same time, that's a lot of the charm of this community, is the fact that it is small, isolated, and intrinsically, you know, in its beauty.
If, when the economies of both communities come back,
mm-hmm.
okay, now Casper is probably a little bit more volatile than what Eureka is,
mm-hmm.
and can happen. Casper could handle economic development, jobs. Let's say Silicon Valley decides they like the prairies and the mountains better.
Right.
And the tax structure. Mm-hmm. They go into Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's plenty of space for them to do that.
Filling in the empty houses.
You bet.
Okay. If they decided to come to Eureka,
mm-hmm.
we're dead meat. Because we don't have that capacity. We don't have that housing. How long do you think it would take for us to get to the point where we could, literally, we could experience economic growth to that magnitude?
Wow. You know, I would say we have space if we were really, you know, if all the, you know, the moons and stars lined up, you know. We have a whole peninsula out there that we're working. That may not be housing, but it's definitely, you know, warehouses, buildings. You know, right now Eureka has a huge warehouse issue, you know, on the industrial side, a shortage of. Housing-wise, you know, I know that there are plans. You know, there's the McKay Track expansion. There's, you know, considering how long we've been going down, you know, the slide here, if you would, I think it would rebound fairly quickly. I think you just need some, you know, maybe two or three key players, and it would definitely get the ball rolling.
The obvious follow-up, then, Kemosabe, is why aren't they here?
You know, I think that's a good question, and I'm not sure I can answer that one.
I see. Default to a higher authority.
Yeah,
I know
that
game, man.
Yeah.
In all its various permutations. The concern that I've had is that Eureka is different now than what it was when we were growing up.
Almost definitely.
Okay. And not culturally, which it obviously is, but structurally also. If we had another 5,000 people put in, I'm not sure we could handle it. The roads, I'm not sure we could handle another 3,000 cars.
Right.
Dumped on top of what is here already. Now spread out throughout the county? Yeah, maybe. You know, it could be assimilated, but we haven't had an awful lot of new construction. A lot of remodeling isn't really been going on. I just am curious, if we did hit that golden spike, could we?
Well, I would.
It'd be nice to try.
Exactly. I'd like to be in that position. I think we'd make it happen.
KINS, News and Information Time, 8:42. We'll be back with more from Tim Callison.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tim Callison from Security National. Tim, the concept of being ready. I can remember giggling the old, boy, this I think might be dating us. I'm not sure.
I'm sure.
Fire training tower?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Remember the dirt roads that used to go around it?
Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden they became paved.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were sidewalks there. And it happened that. Some people said, well, conflict of interest with some of the actions that were going on because one of the city councilmen at the time was a property owner. The whole West Side development push of the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we sound old.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, then it happened. boom, 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 and you had some major developments all kind of coming in, being Padre at the time, and then we had Costco come in, and Suddenlink located there, SHN moved into the mm-hmm. neighborhood. All of a sudden, that area that was pretty much Mulkey and Kovacovich and Schmidbauer mm-hmm. became a viable industrial area for our city. But the infrastructure was there. The investment was made in advance.
You bet.
Do we have the investment, whether it's on the North Spit or in other areas that would be needed to attract business relocation, whether it's clean or whether it's an assembly or light manufacturing? Are we ready if the knock on the door happens? Are we ready?
I believe in certain instances, yes, we would be ready. You know, ready is a relative term. You know, is ready a year? Is ready, you know, 5 years? You know, some of the you know, projects, you know, take time, you know, all the different agencies that get involved. But I believe the cities, or at least my contact with the, you know, city agencies and whatnot, I believe they're in ready mode. You know, we're obviously in ready mode. So, yeah, I would say it could happen in that relative ready.
Lars Larson has a phrase, he says the naysayers. We certainly have got a fair chunk of naysayers in our area and people who are anti-development. Yep. Are they empowered enough to slow things down, or are they just at a spot where they divert the attention and it's easier to go somewhere else?
You know, I know that that's been an issue in the past, and that we've lost some people because of that. But I have not had that experience yet. So I really don't have a basis on that. But,
well, being 50, you got time.
Thank you.
Oh, I just thought I'd lob that one out there, being a yeah. solid 56.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, so you're pretty upbeat. You're feeling we're ready for it. It comes,
I would say so. You know, and that's kind of you know, that's the position, you know, Rob obviously has put us into.
Be positive.
Well, to be positive, but also to be ready for when things come.
Very cool. Hopefully, we'll be talking in a couple months, and you'll have a bigger smile on your face. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day, hug someone you love. See you then.